Hey there, I'm Andy Langer. Thanks for joining us for another edition of Esquire's Guide to New Music, The Andy Langer Show. For the next few minutes, we'll take a quick run through the Tuesday release lineup, recommending albums, singles, and a few oddities that recently have come to our attention. And here we go.
Oh, yeah!
Jay-Z is getting all the attention this week in the press and presumably at the cash registers. But the most important record of the week, and the most ambitious by far, has to be Tom Waits' Orphans. I've been thinking a lot about Tom Waits lately. A cover of his Down in the Hole is the theme to HBO's The Wire. And every time I hear it, I think I need to own more Tom Waits. Well, now I do. Three more albums. Orphans is a new 3-CD collection. It's got 54 songs, 30 of which are new, with the others coming from one-off projects, film soundtracks, and stage plays. Broken into CDs individually titled Brawlers, Ballers, and Bastards, it's got a little something for everyone. Waits himself has described it best, "Orphans are rough and tender tunes," he says, "songs that grew up hard, songs of dubious origin, rescued from cruel fate." For my money, the most interesting stuff is on Brawlers. It showcases Waits' bluesy, raw rock side. And among the record's most straightforward tunes is a Ramones cover. Check out how Waits makes The Return of Jack and Judy his own strange beast.
Now Jack is real looking, Judy's getting ramped. They both got kicked out, that ain't got no time, oh yeah. Oh yeah.
That's Tom Waits from Orphans. And while there's plenty to sink your teeth into on these three discs, one of the most controversial tracks, to be sure, is called Road to Peace, a blow-by-blow, bomb-for-bomb account of the Israeli-Palestine conflict that Waits has said he believes sticks it equally hard to both sides. There's going to be some debate over that for sure, but there's no debating. It's one of his most vividly illustrated narratives ever. Check out a piece of it here.
Now a King George Ellen Jaffa Road passengers boarded bus 14A in the aisle next to the driver Abdel Mahdi Chalmay. And the last thing that he said on earth is God is great and God is good, and he blew them all to kingdom come upon the
That's Tom Waits from his new 3-CD set. Speaking of big anthologies, we're going to head back to an August release for a moment here, a 2-CD set celebrating the best of Ronnie Wood. If you think Wood's best work has been with the Stones, this is a must-have set. Anthology, the Essential Cross-Section, features obscure solo tunes plus selections from his early work with the Byrds, that's B-I-R-D-S, The Creation, and The Faces. Listening to Wood and Jeff Beck tear apart I Ain't Superstitious, a track from Beck's classic Truth album, is pure joy. But the most interesting download, our download of the week in fact, is a beautiful new tune available only on this compilation. You Strum and I'll Sing is a new song Wood wrote to record for reunion with his old bandmate Rod Stewart. The tune also features Stereophonics' Kelly Jones and sounds custom made for your next romantic mixtape. Here's a sample.
You Strum and I'll Sing, baby. You Strum and I'll Sing. You Strum and I'll Sing, baby. It's the essence of the whole damn thing.
That's Ron Wood. Now we go to a live track, a tune recorded during September's Austin City Limits Music Festival. Live albums from a dozen or so of the 130 bands that played the festival hit the iTunes Music Store a few weeks back, including sets from Jack Ingram, Stars, Sam Roberts, The Secret Machines, and The Flaming Lips. One of the more interesting recordings comes from an Austin band called Ghostland Observatory. They had a relatively low profile before two big summer gigs, Lollapalooza and this Austin City Limits appearance. Their show was one of the weekend's most buzzed about sets. What started with a few hundred people in front of their stage ended with 10 or 15,000 people, folks that wandered over because they liked what they heard. Now they're the subject of a huge bidding war. And while neither of their two independently released studio albums are available on iTunes, this live set is. And it's easy to see why people are excited. Equal parts Scissor Sisters, Bowie, and Elton John, this duo gives folks plenty of reason to dance on the opening tune, this one, Sad Sad City.
Yeah, out of space, in the lovely place, long lost love in a flower vase, laying on the floor, shattered by
That's a live track from unsigned Austin band Ghostland Observatory. At the risk of endorsing two completely played-out phenomena, Gnarls Barkley's Crazy and Mashups, I'm going to do just that. A blog I read regularly, Berkeley Place, got a jump on the Grammy action by declaring Crazy the best single of the year. Duh. His explanation? It's been played and overplayed. My baby mama even has it as a ringtone, and I aren't even close to being sick of it. I love the live covers, the mashups, the remixes, all of it. And we agree. Berkeley Place puts up links to 11 different MP3 versions of the tune. 11 just scratches the surface of what's clearly the most covered song in forever, but the one that caught my attention was a mashup. The folks at Team 9 mashed Crazy with Prince's Sign of the Times, and damned if it isn't outright brilliant. It's a few months old, but like Crazy itself, timeless. Check this sample. Then look for Berkeley Place and Team 9 online and find the song yourself. Francis Skinny Man died of a big disease with a little pain. By chance his girlfriend came across a needle and soon she did the same. At home there were 17-year-old boys and their eyes being fun. His beard in a gang called the Disciples, high on crack, toting a machine gun. Come on now, Now we head over to the truly weird Rockabye Baby is a new series from Baby Rock Records, who've turned the dial on kids bop back a few years with lullaby tributes to the Eagles, Zeppelin, and the Beach Boys, all the way down to Tool, No Doubt, and the Pixies. If you have a baby, these are a no-brainer, the antidote to singing dinosaurs and Muppets that aren't quite as funny as you once remembered them. If you don't have a baby, maybe you have insomnia, or maybe you get invited to as many baby showers as I do and need a cool gift. The surprise, of course, is that these records are good, really, really relaxing. Under the header Smells Like Nap Time comes Rockabye Baby Nirvana. Check this out, an amazingly chill version of Heart-Shaped Box. There it is, the week's biggest oddity, Lullaby Nirvana. No more Elmo for you and yours. Anyway, that's it for another edition of Esquire's Music Podcast. We'll be back next week with another round of picks and recommendations. Thanks for being here with us, and thanks to our podcast producer, Mr. Will Hoffman of Austin, Texas. Look for the latest Esquire on your newsstands now. George Clooney's on the cover. And until next week, I'm Andy Langer, and this has been The Andy Langer Show.